big fun. June 17th through July 5th.
It is 9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, the struggle over same-sex marriage. Last hour, we told you about the Alabama Supreme Court ruling, today effectively ordering probate judges not to issue same-sex marriage licenses for 25 days. Well, now Chief Justice Roy Moore is doing some backpedaling. Moore says the order calls only for motions and briefs. In no way does this order, he says, instruct probate judges not to comply with the U.S. Supreme Court ruling. The Alabama High Court picked this time frame because technically there is a 25-day period to file a petition to rehear the U.S. Supreme Court case. In Texas, county clerks ignored a state attorney general's request to hold off on issuing same-sex marriage licenses. And in the state of Mississippi, well, that state may be getting out of the marriage license business altogether.
I am so sick and tired of the homosexual agenda.
Gavin Newsom remembers the moment he decided to fight for the rights of gay men and women while mayor of San Francisco. Newsom talked about that moment today. It was 2004 when he defied a state law and ordered the city clerk to start issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. KGO 810's Mike Simpson picks up the story.
Just when did he decide to do it? Well, he was at President Bush's State of the Union in 2004, where there was a call for a constitutional ban, and a nearby couple celebrated.
And they said, I am so sick and tired of the homosexual agenda. Thank God for the president.
He told Ron Owens right then he knew he had to do something. A lot of supporters said go for it until he actually issued the licenses.
They all said, what the hell were you thinking? At the end of the day, it's about love. It's about real human beings.
The sentence of a 17-year-old from Oakland convicted of setting another boy on fire was reduced today from 7 to 5 years in the California Youth Authority. Sasha Fleischman suffered third-degree burns while sleeping on an AC transit bus in November of 2013 when the skirt he was wearing was set on fire by an unidentified teen. Fleischman isn't gay or transgender. He doesn't identify with any sexual orientation. A judge ruled today the teen in question has been making progress and deserves a chance for a life beyond prison. The clock is ticking tonight in Santa Clara County as negotiators work frantically to avoid a 6 a.m. strike. KGO 810's Tiana McLeese reports.
If the Service Employees International Union Local 521, which represents 9,000 Santa Clara County public workers, goes on strike, it will be the first time the county has seen a strike in 40 years. Their contract expired June 21st. Union members include 911 dispatchers and public health nurses. County officials filed a court injunction to keep at least 2,000 of those essential workers on the job. The injunction request was denied, leaving a potential mass staffing shortage. Only about 500 county employees from the county communications, jail, public health, and social services department have been ordered to report to work.
That controversial vaccination bill is headed to Governor Jerry Brown tonight.
This is an important step for us to do what we need to do to protect public health.
The state Senate today approved some last-minute fine-tuning that would give California some of the strictest vaccination laws in the country. If the governor signs the legislation, parents would no longer have the option of withholding their children from vaccinations. Only children with serious health problems could opt out. Dr. Richard Pan is a state senator and a pediatrician and the co-author of this bill.
Parents stood up and said, please do something. Please do something to stop this. And I really appreciate all the parents who have come together to fight for this bill, because I don't think we've been successful without it.
The law comes after a measles outbreak at Disneyland. Governor Jerry Brown has 30 days to sign or veto the bill. Only Mississippi and West Virginia have similar laws. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:04.
One of the greatest rock bands of all time, Van Halen. Along with Kenny Wayne Shepherd, coming to the Bay Area for two shows, July 9th at Concord Pavilion and July 16th at Shoreline Amphitheater. KGO 810 has your tickets to see Van Halen and Kenny Wayne Shepherd at Shoreline. Visit the contest page at KGOradio.com for your chance to win, or buy them at LiveNation.com. Van Halen in concert from KGO 810.
We here at Artio wanted to promote our app that gives you endless stations based on your favorite artist or genre right on your phone. So we hired this big advertising agency, and they were like, all brand alignment and paradigm shift. And we were like, what? and they were like, get out of our office. It's simple. Get the free RDO app, access our stations, or build one of your own for free until you say otherwise. Paradigm shifted. That's RDIO. RDO. Tune to you.
It is 9:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic. And for that, we head to Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in the Benicia area again. This look at traffic's brought to you by San Francisco Symphony. 680 southbound, it's construction that's going to lock you up nice and tight just before you get to Lake Herman Road. Then past Lake Herman, you've got minor slowdowns now almost to Industrial Way. In Berkeley, an obstruction of some kind on eastbound 80, a little after University Avenue. It's got the right lane blocked, only minor slowdowns, though. Back to Palo Alto, northbound 101 at University. CHP, or Caltrans, is preparing to getting the equipment necessary, they say, for a hard closure of the slow lane because of a manhole cover that broke much earlier today. Right now, though, you're only stopping go back to Oregon Expressway, so things are improving. Beethoven's Fifth is one of the best-known musical works in history. On Tuesday, June 30th, experience this masterpiece at the San Francisco Symphony. Tickets and information at 415-864-6000 or visit sfsymphony.org. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Mo Buckets is coming back. The Golden State Warriors today exercised a team option that will bring the sharpshooting forward back to the East Bay. In baseball tonight, the Giants have the night off. The A's still hanging on to that lead over at the O.co. A's up 5-0 over the Colorado Rockies in the top of the eighth. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. This is a good news, bad news forecast, depending on where you live, but think hot. Expect highs in the low 100s, up to 104 in some inland communities, mid-80s by the bay, mid-60s along the coast. Wednesday will top out at around 102 and warm things up a few degrees on the coast and by the bay, with highs in the upper 60s at the beaches, mid-80s by the bay. Increasing clouds on Thursday mean highs between the mid-60s and low 90s. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got clear skies and mild temperatures. It's 75 degrees in Livermore, 77 in Concord, 64 in Oakland, 58 in Half Moon Bay, 69 in San Jose, 61 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Smokey Robinson.
People say I'm the life of the party.
Gave a great acceptance award speech last night at the BET Awards.
He gave a beat down.
Yeah, he did. Yes. Stop making it all about yourselves, as he said to the big room of big celebrities. Yes, it's not about you. Yeah, knock it off. Along with Stevie Wonder in this song. All right, thank you very much. By the way, we're going to talk about the parade here in a second, but the Supreme Court voted 5-4, obviously, to legalize gay marriage and marriage equality and all of this. But a guy in Little Rock, Arkansas, got a little bit confused. He posted a furious message on his local NBC station's website, thinking they turned their peacock logo rainbow colors.
Oh, my God.
Just to celebrate gay pride. Yes.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Okay, sir. By the way, the NBC peacock logo has always been rainbow colored. They had to. Yes, they responded. You might want to look back. Do some research. It's always been those colors.
What a
Since
dork.
Since the beginning of colored television.
Like, hello, get it? Yeah, they're making a point about colored TV.
Right,
woo-hoo.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So the parade was huge. You were there?
Yeah.
And
oh, my God. Well, okay, first of all, I got there like, I'm just going to skip the parade. I know the saying is everyone loves a parade. Blah, blah, blah. So I was just going to go to the celebration. And my friend and I took our sweet time getting down there. And then we're coming up out of the Muni and BART station. And we get up there. And it's like 3 in the afternoon. And the freaking parade is still going on.
Which will bring us to.
I couldn't believe it.
Yes, this part of the conversation, we have a piece from Mel Baker in the KGO Newsroom. Let's take a listen.
One of the early contingents in the San Francisco Pride March was the Apple Group. Several hundreds of employees marched down the street, all carrying identical flags, lasting about 25 minutes of the parade. perhaps an emblem of how San Francisco and the Bay Area and perception of the LGBT community has changed. I'm Mel Baker, KGO 810.
Wow. How long was that, Mel? I have Mel in the studio.
I actually went back and watched the Pride parade on television, which is probably the dullest that it's ever been. And it was actually closer to like 18, 20 minutes. I actually kind of timed it. Just Apple people passing
good
by.
Good Lord.
Wearing all in white with all little triangular-shaped Pride flags. They had three separate little boombox things people were dragging along and a first aid station they dragged along. There were so many Apple employees there.
That's annoying.
Well, you know, here's the thing. There were also Yelp employees. There were a lot of these other things. In years past, as somebody who's been to these things since 92, I've lived here since 92, and I've gone to Pride every year. It was always, there were companies, you know, like Kaiser would have its nurses there
sure.
and some of its employees, but they were usually people that had something to do with the community
right.
or they were spouses and LGBT people that worked for the company.
They were inclusive.
Yeah.
Yes.
It'd be like all the gay
and
employees.
And the big corporations,
Apple.
PG&E would have a couple of trucks out and they'd have a big float. You know, this year it was just weird. Here's all these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Apple employees. And I'm like going, why?
Why am I looking at your face?
I get it. You like the gay and lesbian money, but couldn't you just build us a nice pretty float?
Totally.
Rather than make us watch this contingent of hundreds of employees walking by. And I have to say, all that would go through my head was, I know what was happening on Thursday and Friday at the Apple campus. John, you're going to go to Pride with us, aren't you? Everybody in the office is going to Pride. Supervisors strong-arming all their people to come to Pride. And remember, we'll have all the buses. We'll pick everybody up that normally carry you down here to Cupertino. They'll drop you off downtown, and you'll just have to join the parade. I know that must have been what was happening, and I don't know what the point was. Okay, I get
yeah.
it. We appreciate your being there, but usually the parade has been a way to highlight people who've done something in the community.
Yeah.
I marched in the parade once with my partner, and I felt like a fraud because I hadn't been doing any activist things. I didn't know why I was in the parade. I felt terrible about being in the parade.
You need to be entertaining if you're in a parade.
That's the most,
that's
you know,
it.
beyond the politics of it all, I think the thing that was probably the most disappointing was it was so boring.
That's
it
horrible.
It was so dull. You're standing there five people deep, and it's just like going on
ugh.
And on.
Well,
and
I don't
on.
Have. I personally don't have a problem with Apple being in the parade and
no,
being part of the community. But when it goes
shorter.
On and on and on, yes, if it
when
goes on 20 minutes,
like hundreds
yes.
of people walking by.
I
were they giving out
the
condoms or anything yeah. cool?
Oh, that's so 1994.
I'm sorry. Well, whatever. Cigarettes. I don't know. Marijuana. Cocaine. What did they give anything out?
There was nothing there. And again. I think the thing that was wonderful and beautiful is people were really excited about the SCOTUS decision.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And it was so sweet. There were so many straight families there with their little kids
yeah.
and they were all the mom and the dad and the kids all had their rainbow stuff on. And it really warmed your heart. And that part was just absolutely lovely and beautiful and just made you think, wow, you know, this is really a sea change. This is a thing that a lot of people embraced.
Well,
and that was beautiful. But I just kind of thought, come on. The corporatization of this. And the story is such a perfect example of everything that people are complaining about in the Bay Area, which is that, you know, it's kind of the takeover of kind of especially
mainstreaming.
Yeah. And I don't know what the point was. Was Apple's point to be that we wanted to have the largest contingent in the parade, so we're going to get all of our employees
there?
Well,
I don't wonder if they almost looked at it as a demonstration. And it's like, look, we're done demonstrating. There's no strength in numbers any longer, Apple or Yelp or whomever. Like, it's,
we did
the fight, and now we're celebrating.
I have no doubt that most of the employees
well,
that were
planned.
There were
yes.
happy to be there, but it was by the very size of it. You just really got
right. It should be limited to a float. For instance, in Chicago, which I was on a float for the radio station I work for and was in it. You know, it's a huge parade for years and years and years. But I have noticed what has been happening, the commercialization of the parade itself. But I don't always look at that as a bad thing. I know that. You know, for a long time, a lot of companies were afraid to be associated with the community. So now they're more inclusive. So I can see but why they would want to be involved, because if they want to reach those consumers, and by the way, everybody's money's green. So that's the bottom line, you know.
The rainbow is green too.
Sure,
yes,
yeah, there's green in there, yeah, and lots of it. And so I don't have a problem with it, but as you said, if it went on for 20 minutes or so, maybe they just want to scale it back a little bit.
Well, and you know, and again, I think Heather's point is the parade shouldn't be boring. And watching hundreds of people walk on by and
walk on by. Longer do we have to walk
give
in this
give me some
thing.
Balloons yeah. give me some, you know, make it pretty, make it fun, because hundreds, you know, they said 2 million people. I'm not sure, I think they mean that for the whole weekend, but this is one of the largest events in California.
Right
mm-hmm. And the Rose Parade is bigger, but there's not only I think a couple of other events in the whole state that are bigger than Pride.
Yeah, especially
this year. It's easily in the top 5, maybe the top 10, but it's definitely one of the biggest events, brings a lot of money to the community.
Well, didn't you think that the celebration itself was even huger than usual? I was like, I don't remember it going up this side street and shooting off over there. I mean, it was
the actual
massive.
Footprint of the parade was the same, the footprint around
the Civic Center.
That was also there. It seemed to be a little bigger, and it was certainly very crowded. I got there.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was way bigger. Well, I mean, it's like stretching up Polk Street practically to the marina. And I'm exaggerating, of course, but anyway.
There was pride all over the country. I mean, Chicago had theirs, and New York City had theirs. Seattle has had theirs. So,
London.
San Francisco, yes, Paris. They were celebrating all based on what happened at SCOTUS.
Stonewall.
All right, thank you very much. I do appreciate it, Mel Baker from the KGO newsroom. We'll see what they do. We love you, Apple, but just turn it back a little bit. Make it festive.
From your lips to their ears, a parade is supposed to be fun to watch.
All right. Let's talk about what's stromo? What's a stromo? We have a new word.
It sounds like a delicious sandwich available at Subway now till the end of the month.
The reveal is next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
What bothers you most about your old windows? Over the last 15 years, Kathleen and I have listened.
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows to provide great customer service. 15 years later, they've become California's number one window replacement company.
So many of our customers tell us that their old single-pane windows don't keep the street noise out, the neighbor's mower sounds like it's in their living room, and every time the wind blows, it makes a howling sound.
American Vision Windows has the solution, the Sound Package. It's one of our favorite window upgrades.
And right now, you can get a free upgrade to the Sound Package, plus free expert installation from American Vision Windows and Solar. Simply call 888-845-2541.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Enjoy the peace and quiet you deserve with a free upgrade to the Sound Package. Call 888-845-2541 or AmericanVisionWindows.com. Now serving San Diego. CSLB number 778-326.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states. Attention women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic slings, and bladder slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices implanted. You may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
It's time to take care of one of your biggest investments with a great deal from Zero Res. Call now to take advantage of the June summer special. 3 rooms clean for $119, and Zero Res will clean a hallway for free. Call 877-321-0739.
Attention opportunity seekers. How would you like to make an extra $3,000 to $5,000 in a month selling products directly imported from China? Hi, I'm Andy Sherman, and I'm a retired rodeo bull rider who turned a few hundred dollars into tens of thousands of dollars instant profit in the USA. Now that I've perfected my 3-step formula for flipping products from China, I want to teach you how. For a limited time, anyone that calls can get a free copy of my Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit. It'll show you my secrets on how to import anything from China for serious profit. Work directly with the factories to remove the middleman and how to have your products branded with your logo before they ship. My Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit will help you start your importing business so you can put some serious cash in your pocket.
To get Andy's free Importing from China Made Easy Kit, call 800-294-0446 now. Call in the next 30 minutes and Andy will also give you two free tickets to his live training coming soon to the Bay Area. Call 800-294-0446. That's 800-294-0446. No business opportunities will be offered. Just education. The American Red Cross needs your help this summer. Please give blood or platelets for patients in need. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org today to schedule an appointment. Proudly sponsored by Suburban Propane.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Mama, she's killed a man.
This is how you sing it. Not that version on BET last night. Well, actually, it was not on BET. It was Kanye was in...
Glastonbury.
Yeah, in England at the concert. Two people can sing this. Freddie Mercury and Adam Lambert. I don't know what Kanye was thinking, but he did the right thing. At least he handed the microphone over to the audience and let them sing.
For parts of it, you can still hear how bad he sounded.
Stephen Colbert took to the internet on YouTube over the weekend to talk about marriage equality.
Mm. I'm here to say congratulations, gays. You now have the right to marry in all 50 states. So if you're a homosexual and living in North Dakota, all your problems are solved. Enjoy Dakota Pride Week. Wow. History moves fast. It's hard to believe that gay Americans achieved full constitutional personhood just 5 years after corporations did. Folks, I was so excited when I saw the news. Though at first, I had the TV on mute and I thought they had legalized rainbows. Of course, not everyone's celebrating. My condolences to gays with commitment issues who are asking their partner if we can just please talk about this when I get home from work today. Happy Pride weekend.
Holla. And it was. And by the way, did you see CNN go nuts on Friday when they thought they spotted an ISIS flag at a
yes.
gay pride rally in London? How ridiculous was that?
Gotta love it.
No, but so did you turn? Did you find out what it really was? Turns out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it didn't have any Arabic writing on it after all. It was all pictures of sex toys. How they missed that, I don't know, but they kept running it over and over. I was thinking, oh my goodness. By the way, and it looks like we're going to talk about Stromo here in a second. Don't worry, don't go away. But so there's still, there. And by the way, and we said this on Friday, this isn't going to be an easy pill for a lot of states to swallow. I mean, Texas was one of the 13 states that banned gay marriage before the Supreme Court ruling on Friday. But you got to, you know, there are some states that are taking it to a whole different level. Texas is going to conform to the law, all right? But lawmakers in Louisiana and Mississippi, boy, they're just having a really hard time with this. They're actively resisting the ruling by delaying its implementation. And they do have 25 days while the appeal is going on. But it's, I mean, so you wait 25 more days. But you got to love Mississippi. Their governor, Phil Bryant, said the Supreme Court usurped each state's authority to regulate marriage within their borders. He and other leaders are considering various legal options, including, are you ready for this? Halting all marriage licenses.
That'll get them.
Yeah, that'll fix them. So...
I love it.
No one in Mississippi will be allowed to get married.
Even if it's your first cousin.
That's right, everybody everywhere.
Oh, my God,
Mississippi.
Pump on
that. Yeah.
That's really special.
Yes. So
that's got to be, that's
that's what they can do. They can if they want to. If they don't want to issue marriage licenses, they don't have to.
I'm Mississippi. I'll do whatever I want. But listen, let's just hang on to that story, and if there's any dumber thing done between now and Thursday, we'll move that one to the top. But for now, Mississippi, you're the dumbest thing of the week.
Gotta love it. I mean, you know, they are being creative. Doesn't get much more creative than that.
Oh, it's not very creative, actually. That's the kind of stuff you learn from three-year-olds. Well,
I understand. Right. Like, so we're just not going to issue any. That is a way to skirt the law.
Sounds more like a grade school teacher.
I get it.
You know, if little Drex ruined it for the whole class, now we're not going to have graham crackers.
That's it. Nobody gets any no graham crackers for anyone because of Drex. Yes. So, SCOTUS, look what you did. Because of you, SCOTUS, no one in Mississippi can get married. No licenses for you. Now I'm going to go back to, I'm going to take my balls and go back to my room and cry. Good God. Yes, I will hold on to that. Can't wait to see how that works out for them.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Wait till somebody in the governor's family wants to get married. Oops, sorry. Sorry, love. You'll have to go to the next state over.
Yeah. And then they'll be knocked up and having that baby out of wedlock like Bristol Palin.
Oh, that's Bristol Palin. You can always run to Alaska. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You could probably beam that down there.
What a wacky world we live in.
We need a beam from Mississippi to Wasilla. All right. So let's bring on a new word. Oxford Dictionary, get ready. This is going to be your word next year, since they just put their new one, faux shizzle and all of that.
Oh, right.
Yeah, some really weird new words.
If they just got to faux shizzle, I think it's going to be like 2020 before they get to Stromo.
Stromo. Introducing the Stromo, why straight male stars are going gay-ish. Channing Tatum, Nick Jonas, Chris Hemsworth, and others have moved beyond the metrosexual bounds. Think of these stars as straight plus homo. Thus, Stromo. Who knew? I like this story. Well, yes, so they were at LA's Pride, and they were on their float. Yes, they were promoting the second installation of Magic Mike XXL or XXL.
Yeah, but did you hear? They did this kind of like at the last minute. Channing Tatum called up other stars in the film, was like, hey, man, let's head down to WeHo.
Nick Jonas is doing it also.
Pride float.
But here it is. So, you know, forever, if you were a straight entertainer, you would not be on the cover of Advocate or Out or any gay magazine.
In fact, you would have some kind of sham marriage to make it look
like you were
straight.
Well, these are not your mother's metrosexuals. So they're seeing the worth, and the bottom line is they want homos, stromos, hot buns, and those seats buying theater tickets. Pretty smart idea, don't you think?
It is, but I think that they also aren't fearing it, you know, that we do live in a new and more enlightened world.
And inclusive, and that's what we love. All right, now, she's not my favorite, Paris Hilton. She's been out of the limelight. Her 10 minutes is an hour and a half ago. But I feel sorry for what this television show, I think it's in Australia, did to her. No, actually, it's Egypt.
Yeah.
I do feel bad for her.
Yeah, you can't not when you see her face.
Yeah, when you hear this story, you're going to say, that's really mean. They did something really mean. All right, we'll get to that along with more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up coming up on KGO 810.
You can join me for Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer. 2 days and 39 miles. Sure, it's not easy, but that's what makes it worth it. Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer in San Francisco, July 11th and 12th. Registered at 39forbc.org.
Mobil 1 Synthetic Oil delivers peak performance in any engine. And now it's just $5.99 a quart at Napa. So whether you're pushing a four-banger, rolling a straight six, or running a V-something that rattles grandpa's dentures and frightens small children, treat it right with Mobil 1 from Napa. Only $5.99 a quart. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 6/30/15.
One of the most advanced and successful groups of the 1970s with a sound like no other, Steely Dan. Are you reeling in the east? Steely Dan, along with Elvis Costello and the Imposters, Saturday, July 11th at Shoreline Amphitheater. Visit the contest page at kgoradio.com for your chance to win tickets or buy them at livenation.com. Steely Dan and Elvis Costello from KGO 810.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're bringing rapists. And I assume some are good. Donald Trump's words. And now, turns out NBC has had enough of him. He's fired. And he just jumped back into the ring again. He's saying NBC is weak, threatens lawsuit. Oh, this fun has only just begun. Don't go away. First, let's check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Thank you, Drex. Our top story at the bottom of the hour, a 4th of July terror alert. Potential attacks on the U.S. by Iranian terror group ISIS is anything but routine, says one expert. Senior security contributor Mike Morrell told the CBS Morning News, I wouldn't be surprised if we're sitting here a week from today talking about an attack over the weekend in the United States. We get more now from correspondent Jim Sciutto.
In the years since it declared an Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, ISIS, already a global terror threat. Jane's Defense logging more than 3,000 attacks across the Mideast and Africa. And that's just as you're beginning to see similar attacks play out in Europe and here in the U.S. And the concern is that you will see more.
Now, KGO at 10, Scott Letiri, with the crush of 4th of July travel expected in California.
Yeah, I think I'm going to jump in the car and head north to Mendocino County.
The Independence Day holiday weekend will bring out the highest number of travelers since 2010, as more than 4.8 million Californians are expected to travel 50 miles or more.
4th of July is one of the most popular holidays of the year. We always see a slight increase.
Cynthia Harris is with AAA.
We are seeing that there's more confidence among consumers to travel more, to get out the door and travel.
And now to the firefight in California. Crews south of Lake Tahoe are working tonight to get a handle on the Washington fire before the weather takes another turn. Over the past 10 days, the Washington fire has consumed almost 19,000 acres. It is just 45% contained. It was started 10 days ago by a lightning strike. Cal Fire spokesman Daniel Berland.
That fire is just under 18,000 acres and 45% contained. Thanks in part to higher humidity and even a little rain, firefighters there have been able to reduce the threat to Markleyville.
The weather is expected to turn again tomorrow with more hot, dry weather in the Sierra, which is likely to allow that fire to flare up again. The clock is ticking in Santa Clara County tonight as negotiators frantically work to avoid a 6 a.m. strike. KGO 810's Tiana McLeese is following that story.
If the Service Employees International Union Local 521, which represents 9,000 Santa Clara County public workers, goes on strike, it will be the first time the county has seen a strike in 40 years. Their contract expired June 21st. Union members include 911 dispatchers and public health nurses. County officials filed a court injunction to keep at least 2,000 of those essential workers on the job. The injunction request was denied, leaving a potential mass staffing shortage. Only about 500 county employees from the county communications, jail, public health, and social services department have been ordered to report to work.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:33.
Hi, this is Dave Seymour and Peter Solaris from A&E's hit real estate TV show, Flipping Boston. We want to help you make a quick $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000 a month flipping houses in your area using little or none of your own money.
Dave and I have just put the finishing touches on our best DVD yet, and we want to give a free copy to anyone who calls. We'll show you brand new techniques you can easily use to locate, evaluate, and turn houses for a quick profit.
In this new free DVD, we break down our simple techniques to start making great money in your spare time. It's all laid out for you. There's no catch. It's free for anyone who calls.
Just watch this DVD and you'll be on your way to quick and easy profits flipping houses in your area.
Call 800-738-3101 to get your free DVD. Call in the next 30 minutes and Dave and Pete will also give you free tickets to a live real estate training seminar coming to the San Jose area. Call 800-738-3101. That's 800-738-3101.
Don't be fooled by fake reviews on local companies. Go to KGORadio.com to get access to the most accurate local ratings anywhere, the Diamond Certified Directory. Each is backed by the Diamond Certified Performance Guarantee.
One of the most advanced and successful groups of the 1970s with a sound like no other, Steely Dan.
Are you reeling in the east?
Steely Dan, along with Elvis Costello and the Imposters, Saturday, July 11th at Shoreline Amphitheater. Visit the contest page at KGORadio.com for your chance to win tickets or buy them at LiveNation.com. Steely Dan and Elvis Costello from KGO 810.
Hi, I'm Larry Bear from the San Francisco Giants. The new Acute Care and Trauma Center at San Francisco General Hospital is opening to serve patients this December, but funds are needed to supply the new center with the most advanced life-saving equipment available. Answer the call at heartofourcity.org.
It is 9:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start on the Altamont Pass, 580 eastbound. You've got construction there creating some very heavy slowdowns between North Flynn and Grantline Road. Westbound 580 in Livermore, construction causing brief slowdowns, really from Isabel Avenue to Airway. Castro Valley, westbound 580 before 150th. Please watch out for a baby deer reported to be standing in the fast lane and the center divider. For those of you heading into Benicia on 680 southbound, get ready for some delays. Construction is still going to jam you up a little before you get to Lake Herman Road. And then from there, you've got sluggish traffic almost to Industrial Way. Palo Alto, good news. Northbound 101 at University. Well, Caltrans is still preparing for a hard closure to repair a broken manhole cover there that's been creating horrible delays all evening. But now you've only got brief stop-and-go traffic as you close in on University. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The Giants have the night off. The A's are up on the Colorado Rockies late, 5-0. And the Warriors exercise a team option that will bring forward Maurice Spates back for another year. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Expect plenty of warm weather leading up to the 4th of July, and Mother Nature turns up the heat starting tomorrow. Expect highs in the low 100s, up to 104 in some inland communities, mid-80s by the bay, mid-60s along the coast. Wednesday will top out at around 102 and warm things up a few degrees on the coast and by the bay, with highs in the upper 60s at the beaches, mid-80s by the bay. Increasing clouds on Thursday mean highs between the mid-60s and low 90s. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got clear skies and mild temperatures. The hot spots in Livermore and Fairfield checking in at 73 degrees. Actually, check that. It is 76 degrees in Concord at this hour. It's 65 in Santa Rosa, 68 in Oakland, 61 in San Mateo, and 60 degrees in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, after he had to go and open his mouth and say when Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best by any means. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're bringing rapists, and I assume some are good. That's the way he started his campaign. Well, guess what? First it was Univision, whatever. They said they're not going to air his Miss USA pageant. He went ballistic and said, well, I'll sue for hundreds of millions of dollars. And then, yes, the pressure started coming from lots of Hispanic groups. And today, NBC Universal said to the Donald,
I have no choice. You're fired.
You're fired. He's out. So it just doesn't stop. And by the way, it's not going to stop. This is going to be so much of a fun thing, because when the Univision thing happened over the weekend, he said, well, you know what? I still have a great relationship with NBC. Those people love me because I bring them huge ratings, this, that, and the other. And he said, there won't be a problem. Now, I'm looking at TMZ, the very latest. Donald Trump, NBC is weak, threatens lawsuit. So now they're going to get one, too. He'll be so busy suing, he won't be able to campaign.
You know, I was going to say, it is not worth your effort or your time or your, right?
At what point? Yes.
It's so weird.
Stop suing.
Will the weirdness ever end?
Stop suing, everybody. All right. Well, maybe he will. I want to talk about Elizabeth Berkley for a second.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, what a segue that is. But
speaking of,
it is the 20th anniversary of Showgirls.
And
they had the 20th anniversary screening of Showgirls in Los Angeles on Saturday night. And she talked about coming to terms with the shaming she experienced when the movie came out. All right, let's take a listen to this. This is interesting.
20 years ago, I had this huge dream to play this girl named Nomi Malone. Yeah! And a script landed in my lap. Well, not really. I sought it out. I fought for it. And 5 callbacks later, I got it. And You know, when a dream is happening, it's unlike anything you can ever imagine, which is why when the movie came out, it was more painful than anything you can imagine. I'm just bringing it up for a point to tell you that while in 1995, it was such a different time where taking risks like that were not embraced. They were laughed at. They were shamed publicly. And to be a young girl in the center of that was something that was quite difficult. But I found my own resiliency and my power and my confidence, not only through what I had to find out, but because of you guys.
So good for her. But, you know, take me back, walk me back on Showgirls. I never saw it. I was never interested. But it became one of those things that was so bad that you had to watch it.
So bad it's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say
okay.
So
that's what that was all about.
A little campiness. Actually, John Waters should put her in a film because that's like exactly where she should be.
Yeah. It's horrible, though. I didn't know that she went through this, but I was thinking, well, you know, I don't know what I've seen her in lately, if it really did wreck her career, that one movie. I mean, if you think of all the bad movies. Look, Morgan Freeman even said over the weekend, or on Friday, when he was on the Today Show, tell me about Ted 2. He goes, I made it for the money. All right? So, you know, even when you have your Morgan Freemans, our standards of greatness, who are standards of greatness mm-hmm. in the entertainment industry, every once in a while they make a movie just to make some money. I don't know if that was her case. But so much
no,
for the shame.
No, I mean, as she said, she sought it out and she went through, I think she had 5 callbacks. Like, she was in it.
She wanted to do it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
It was something, you know.
It was on her radar. I mean, I think it was originally a decent book. Paul Verhoeven is a good director. Otherwise, you know, so.
20th anniversary.
It showed some promise.
Who knew? Okay, I have John Libertini from the KGO Newsroom in here because, of course, everybody's thinking they've got one thing on their mind. Let's get to the holiday, which is right around the corner.
And P.S., what did he just say?
Yeah, and let's get to the holiday. And it's right around the corner. A lot of people have, I think Friday is the official holiday.
Right.
For a lot of workers.
The 4th of July is always on the 4th of July.
I understand, yes, but company holidays, that's all that anybody cares about. Let's not play semantics with the word holiday. When you're not working, that's a holiday. Okay? All right. So, John, what's going on with ISIS?
All right, well, here's the deal. A warning issued on Friday regarding potential attacks against the U.S. during the 4th of July weekend. That's routine. Those things happen a lot. But Mike Morrell, who's the former head of the CIA, said that there's nothing routine about this warning, he says. And he's concerned, he said it was the tone of the warnings coming from the FBI and Homeland Security. He also said that there have been about 50 people in the past 12 months who've been arrested in the United States for being radicalized by ISIS, wanting to go and fight there or conduct an attack here on their behalf. And that's his concern, that unlike many other cases, they may have trained operatives here who look like me and you.
Lone wolves.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
And
well, the whole Tunisia thing and the 3 simultaneous attacks hours apart from each other is unnerving.
And that's what he also noted. He said last week, you know, we saw those separate attacks in Kuwait, Tunisia, and France. And Morrell said those violent acts represented different ways ISIS poses a threat. So, you know, and this is a guy, I mean, let's face it. Guys like Mike Morrell don't end up head of the CIA unless they've got some intuition, unless they're really good at reading between the lines. And he heard something in those warnings that made him nervous. And, I mean, he told this morning, he's a consultant to the CBS Morning News, and he told her, or to CBS News, and he told the CBS Morning News this morning, quote, I wouldn't be surprised if we're sitting here a week from today talking about an attack over the weekend in the United States.
I heard that.
That's how serious this is.
Yikes.
So there's nothing specific.
Nothing specific, but he said that the bulletin resonated with him for 2 reasons. One, the note of concern. A large number of people that align themselves with ISIS. And then there, as I noticed, the 50 people that have been arrested in the past 12 months. And also, since January of 2015, there have been 24 ISIS-linked plots against Western targets, and that's a 20% increase over 2014. So again, there are things about this, the specifics they're not going to tell us because, let's face it, there are probably a lot of things the government doesn't tell us because they don't want to freak the public out.
Some things we don't need to know.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that could very well be what's happening here.
So what do we do? I'm still going to the 4th of July parade, even though I don't really like parades.
If you see something, say something. That's always the bottom line. All right, thank you very much, John Libertini from the KGO Newsroom. I appreciate it very much. We'll be back in just a minute with the good news. And also, as I mentioned, but I wanted to get that in there because I know that everybody's working on their holiday and that's where your head's at. But back to Paris Hilton, just for a second, you're thinking, oh, Drexel, what about that? What could we possibly hear about Paris? What they did to her is horrible. That's it. And I'll tell you why next on KGO 810.
Hi, this is Dave Seymour and Peter Solaris from A&E's hit real estate TV show, Flipping Boston. We want to help you make a quick $5, $10, or $15,000 a month flipping houses in your area using little or none of your own money.
Dave and I have just put the finishing touches on our best DVD yet, and we want to give a free copy to anyone who calls. We'll show you brand new techniques you can easily use to locate, evaluate, and turn houses for a quick profit.
In this new free DVD, we break down our simple techniques to start making great money in your spare time. It's all laid out for you. There's no catch. It's free for anyone who calls.
Just watch this DVD and you'll be on your way to quick and easy profits flipping houses in your area.
Call 800-738-3101 to get your free DVD. Call in the next 30 minutes and Dave and Pete will also give you free tickets to a live real estate training seminar coming to the San Jose area. Call 800-738-3101. That's 800-738-3101.
Don't be fooled by fake reviews on local companies. Go to KGORadio.com to get access to the most accurate local ratings anywhere, the Diamond Certified Directory. Each is backed by the Diamond Certified Performance Guarantee.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less, remove penalties and fees, stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-698-2121 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-698-2121, 1-800-698-2121. That's 1-800-698-2121.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
This is Ed Sheeran with the Rolling Stones. Saturday night's concert in Kansas City. Love it. Love the Stones.
Thereby completely neutering that song.
Well, you know, but I can tell you this. Well, Ed Sheeran, that matchup is, that mashup is, I would think one is not the same. But Mick is still hammering it away. Well, I love Ed Sheeran.
Man.
For sure. But I had a friend who went to that concert and he FaceTimed. Believe it or not, we were just thinking about that. There was such a hard time getting a signal out of Oracle during the Warriors game. So there they are, this open stadium in Kansas City, Missouri. And I was able to FaceTime with my buddy who was there. He got a signal and, you know, held it up. And
that's the
I saw a minute of it.
I'm on T-Mobile, right? AT&T all around the world.
Hope that was legal. Hope I didn't get you in trouble, buddy. All right. So I want to get to Paris Hilton, okay? And then we're going to talk about something that you're going to make yourself the good news. All right? That's an important thing.
What?
Yeah.
I'm the good news?
You need to make yourself the good news. Okay, so check this out. How often, I mean, we all think of Paris Hilton as like, oh my God, thank God her 10 minutes are over. And they are. They were over in about, they were probably over an hour and a half ago. We're hoping that one of the Kardashians or all of them will be falling into that same category. But there was this Egyptian show called Ramaz in Control, Ramaz, whatever. They pulled a prank on Paris Hilton. She was invited to go on a short plane ride to tour the country. But just before the plane took off, they pumped a nasty smell through the plane. And then when they were in the air, the plane went into a nosedive and everybody freaked out. Now, she thinks she's going to die. Her face looks like a ghost. She looks like Ann Coulter. So you know how scary that is. All right. At one point, this dude throws open a back door and jumped, dragging another passenger with him.
Oh my God.
Someone tried, then one of these people in this plane trying to hand Paris a parachute, but she flipped out and screamed, I don't want to jump, I don't want to jump. And then after the plane landed safely, not long after, they revealed, you know, and the host revealed that it was a prank. Check this.
Okay. Very nice view.
What is the smell?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh. It's Paris Hilton cologne.
What's happening?
Oh my God, I am the prankster. Yeah, I know. So, again,
oh my God, she should have socked him in the face.
Yes, and she ought to soothe her ass. Now, she did sign the release, so there's a technical issue there. But I would think, well, I don't know how you're going to try this in Egypt, but does it matter? Who does that to someone? You should see the video. I think we'll
because that audio was quite horrifying.
At Generation Drex, yeah.
Yes, Janine tweeted it.
Yes, so at Generation Drex, you can see it. But she thinks she's going, I mean, who wouldn't think they're going to die? It's nose diving. People are falling out of the plane.
That was the intention.
Yes, that was.
And
oh my God, I'd go insane. I would. And she went ballistic.
She thought they jumped without parachutes, or she didn't know. That was just
weird. She didn't know. She thought they got sucked out of the plane.
So. Oh my God.
It's really,
that is
really
messed
bad.
Up.
Yeah. I mean,
okay,
come on.
Okay. I got an idea. So we'll get this Rama guy. We'll like invite him. Come on, be on big time American radio show. Whoa, it's going to be really great. And then we'll do something horrible to him.
I don't think anybody can top that.
We have to get him back.
They'll never have her back. I can tell you that. Or anybody else. No celebrity is going to go on his show after that stunt.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Rats a ruck.
I don't know how. Wow. Okay, so now the good news is it's going to be your good news. Look, we all take, and people take, billions of photos every single day now. I mean, we take photos of our own faces, our own selfies, of our pets, for God's sake, our food, we take pictures of that now, and pretty thing, you know, pretty much anything anywhere else, except for one thing, our parents.
We don't take pictures of our parents?
No. New survey found that even though everyone's constantly taking pictures, one in three people, yes, listen to this, one in three people haven't taken one with their parents in the last 10 years, where you actually have somebody take a nice picture of you with your parents.
Oh, people.
Yes. In other words, no photos in basically the entire camera phone era. If you think about 10 years, look at the quality of pictures, what they used to be like. And if you think of 1995, I don't even know, you know, if there was a camera on that phone. If it was, it was crappy.
In the 90s, no.
No, okay, so mid-90s, 1995. 60% of people regret that they have not taken more pictures with their parents, and 80% say that the photos they treasure the most are their family photos from their childhood.
Yeah, people, duh.
So I just, this is what I want you to be the good news. So why aren't people taking pictures with their parents? Well, okay, they figured out why. They're not good for social media. But that's the mindset. No, that's the mindset we're constantly in. People have found that the photos that get the most likes and comments that reinforce the image they want to project are ones with their friends, their pets, their food, and their vacations, not their parents. But that's no excuse because, no, they're only here once, and you know that. So if you're going to have a 4th of July family get-together, take family photos.
God, totally.
Take family photos.
I have to say, I am not one of those people, and I do take pictures with my parents, and I love those pictures, and they're cute and adorable.
You will cherish them forever, yes.
Oh, my God. So, I mean, I have pictures of us all dancing at my cousin's wedding last fall. That's amazing.
And then also make sure you take it off your device and it's, you know, backed up.
Right.
Yeah, so that you have
them. And social media.
For
sure. Don't act like you're embarrassed of your parents.
All right, we want to thank our guests. We had Stephanie Kuntz, and we actually talked about marriage, and she is the director and research of Public Education Council on Contemporary Families, and we were talking about the evolution of marriage.
Yeah,
obviously,
she knows
it's evolving.
More about marriage
than amazing.
Walking encyclopedia.
Okay, and then also we spoke with PETA's specialist,
Ashley Byrne.
Campaign specialist Ashley Byrne, about the Hermes. PETA is going after Hermes. If you want that Birkin bag, you should go to KGO. Actually, did we tweet it?
We tweeted it, so it's at Generation Direct. So it's a very revealing video that they snuck in and produced called Belly of the Beast. And it is an eye-opener. And
right,
I mean,
before you spend $5,000 to $10,000, $40,000 on that
even
bag.
Even think about it with just a stupid little watch band. I mean, if it's the real deal, like, just don't do it. And you should shame and be horrified if you ever see, you know, Victoria Beckham or whatever with one of these Birkin bags. Like, she needs to take that back and give the money to PETA, you know, like, seriously.
Yeah, it's horrific. PETA.org. All right, thank you. Have a good night. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGO 810.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinneke, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique Find, Fund, and Flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my Find, Fund, and Flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-864-9517. Call now, and Chad will give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-864-9517. That's 800-864-9517.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Yeah.
Francisco, San Jose.